songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. Welcome, everyone, to another fun-filled episode of Minnesota Homebrew live from the studios of Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls. KSRQ is our call letters, and we have a range of about, 50, 60 miles out. And if you're beyond that, you can find us on radionorthland.org. Not only the live show, but also archived shows. That was a lady who calls the rugged grandeur of Lake Superior's North Shore home for the better part of the last decade. Her name is Barbara Jean, and she's developed her craft through the constant live performance and dedicated study of the fiddle and banjo. Longtime Star Tribune music critic John Bream called her Minnesota's answer to Emmy Lou Harris. Oh, and we celebrate winter tonight. That was titled Snowfalls, songs either with winter in the title or about winter, or at least loosely connected to winter. Up next, the Starfolk with Brian Tye. And he works with his wife, Allison Laban, and with fellow Hang-Ups co-founder Stephen Itner. Here is the Starfolk with Winter Walk on Minnesota Homebrew.
I'd like to take a winter walk today. The sky is gray and the air is as cold as ice cream. In the morning, look across the lake, there isn't anything. But at night, on the ice with the traffic lights, the cardinal dreams a song to sing about the coming spring, and the wind with the headlights circling under the stars, Jupiter and Mars, forgetting who we are. I'd like to take a winter walk tonight and never talk. Call you up and leave you listening.
Well, that's one of the shortest songs we've ever played on Minnesota Homebrew, but very, very long on melody. The chamber pop music of the Starfolk. And you can find them at thestarfolk.com. I'd like to hear that group in person. Well, up next, another North Shore person named Michael Monroe. We've played Michael's music quite often here on Minnesota Homebrew. He is, he's just amazing. He plays guitar, he plays flute, he plays many instruments, and he plays them all very, very well. And he now is in his fourth decade of performing nationally in concert, festival, corporate, and educational settings. Recorded his first demo, folks, 30 years ago in a chicken coop studio owned by Paul Stuckey of Peter, Paul, and Mary. Is that something? Oh, we have people all the way from myself, who's totally unknown, to a very, very well-known singer-songwriters here on Minnesota's Home Brew. So here's Michael Monroe with Winter Embrace as we celebrate the season we can't wait to end.
In the air like a winter song, making everything white. All along my path, woven memories of autumn hues. It's music to my eyes, and I've always loved harmony. Cuts to the very heart of me, like a fire in December. Down to my soul it warms me. It's like the promise of love in the spring. It's in the way that the sun makes me sing. It's in the way that the autumn can bring a grateful tear to my eye. Every season is calling to me to be the changes that I want to see. In a world full of disharmony, I'll sing my winter song. I I know sometimes it seems winter freezes everything, but what appears to be cold and still is only sleeping. And sleep is when we dream of the songs we want to sing. From the darkness and the silence comes a new refrain. It's like the promise of love in the spring. It's in the way that the sun makes me sing. It's in the way that the autumn can bring a grateful tear to my eye. Every season is calling to me to be the changes that I want to see. In a world full of disharmony, I'll sing my winter song. Of love in the spring. It's in the way that the sun makes me sing. It's in the way that the autumn can bring a grateful tear to my eye. Every season is calling to me to be the changes that I want to see. In a world full of disharmony, I'll sing my winter song. My winter song. Winter song.
Michael Monroe, Winter Embrace on Minnesota Homebrew as we celebrate the only season that I am happy to see come, but also happy to see go, and that's winter. So pretty in the beginning, but does it get tiring? And then it gets muddy, and oh boy. Michael Monroe, you can find him at michaelmonroemusic.com. Do not go to michaelmonroe.com because you get a heavy metal group by that name, Michael Monroe. How strange. How strange indeed. Well, we have a gentleman named David Meeks up next, and we're going to play this song titled Snowflakes. Don't you love snowflakes as they come drifting down? David is a Minnesota singer-songwriter, country folk, country blues, touch of Woody Guthrie, Bob Dylan, and Hank Williams. He's done two albums, Songs for Kids and Big Kids, and another called Minnesota Folk Songs. He even lived in Crookston, Minnesota at one time. Here's David Meeks with Snowflakes on MHB.
Look at the snowflakes fall from the sky. On sidewalks and in your house, so gently they lie. On window ledges, on tree branches bare.
Watch how they gather and fall through the air. Look out the window where the grass was so green, covered by snowflakes, no blades can be seen. Oh, how the bushes, they look soft and white, the twigs are all frosty, and oh, what a sight. Fall from the sky. Look at the snowflakes, how gently they lie. Watch how they gather and fall from the air, floating so freely without even a care. Watch how they gather and fall from the air, floating so freely without even a care.
Chris Riemenschneider, that's a mouthful. Good German name of the Minneapolis Star Tribune has this to say about Mary Buey, who sang that last song, 8 Feet of Snow. Heretofore, more of a tender coffeehouse balladeer, the Duluth music scene mainstay plugged in and blew off a harbor's worth of steam while recording her breakthrough collection at Sacred Heart Studio, which adds a holy spirit to many a record. Fans of 90s alt-rock darlings like Belly and Jen Trinan will immediately take to the rocky hooks of songs like Candy and Heart's Desire. That's Mary Buey. And nice sound. We're not really going to rock out much tonight on this show because of the nature of the theme, winter songs. I don't think too many people write rock and roll songs about winter, so it's a little mellow song show tonight. Hope you don't mind. Up next, a gentleman from down Faribault Way, Dave Carpenter, who records with his friends. This is off his Midwinter Lullaby album, and it's titled Midwinter Lullaby on Homebrew.
There's a place in most folks that lives the strongest in childhood memories. Memories of moonlit nights when you couldn't sleep in that old house you grew up in. Of creaky steps and drafty windows that you hardly noticed then, but somehow now seem so familiar. If you haven't been there for a long time, maybe you can't sleep tonight. Close your eyes, put your feet on that cool floor. Draw back those old cloth curtains and look once again, if only for a little while, from the window of that old house. Starlight on snowflakes tonight, painted bright in the sky. Touch your hand to the sill, feel the air as it chills. Midwinter's lullaby. Can you still see the snow on those trees long ago? Frosted panes from the cold of the night. Press your nose to the glass, take a breath from the past. Long ago lullaby. There's a warm summer breeze that still blows through the trees. Summer nights from a world long. Sounds that you love in your midsummer's lullaby. With your memories alone, will the world feel the loss of your dreams? In some lonesome old house, another child's looking out, making long ago memories. Can you still see the snow on those trees long ago? Frosted pane from the cold of the night. Press your nose to the glass, take a breath from the past. Long ago lullaby.
Dave Carpenter and Friends. Isn't that nice? Man, that's country. Well, up next, a gentleman named Ash St. John. I had a friend, Bruce, my playing partner, Bruce, from the Rockin' Relics, said he had an opportunity to hear Ash perform a few months ago and was really blown away. And Ash does, I think he does some solo work. He also works with a group called The Family Groove. And now, just according to an email we got on our minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com account, it says that he is has a new musical project, a two-piece act called Dead Riot, D-Y-A-D-R-I-O-T. So we'll have to get some of their songs and play them on Minnesota Homebrew. Here's Ash St. John with Without the Snow.
Now that the smoke is clear, maybe we can go back. Small petrified. It's like going back to an empty home. We're in a cold winter without the snow.
World of beer.
Yes, from time to time we tell you weird beer news or tell you about new beers that have been created that, well, are just a little on the strange side. With school back in session, the ooey gooey goodness of pulverized salted roasted legumes is headed back to the lunchroom, unless it's one of those peanut-free zones. Who says the love of peanut butter has to be left to childhood? The problem with brewing with peanut butter is the whopping amount of fat that peanuts carry. You could go with a peanut butter extract, but let's not. Invest in some modern technology in the form of PB2, mostly defatted powdered peanut butter. I saw that on the shelf the other day. While it's nominally a dietary aid, all the protein and flavor, none of the fat, my friends in Beaver, that's B-E-A-V-R, which stands for Brewing Enthusiasts of the Antelope Valley Region, decided to pervert it to their nefarious purposes, namely the stout they call chocolate-coated Beaver Nuts. It's a wonderful beer. You can buy the kit online or find the recipe. Peanut butter and stout feels like a natural connection thanks to Reese's peanut butter cups, but of course, I need to do something different. The recipe is all about the PB&J sandwich. It's based around a brown ale with rye and aromatic malt for toasty bread and a dose of WLP002 yeast to give it an English fruity jam. Then after fermentation, a helping of PB2 mixed with 153 proof spirits for sanitary purposes. 1 week on all the slurry and then a transfer to a clearer keg. Voila, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in a glass. And that's what they call peanut butter jelly time, an article only fair to give credit from Beer Advocate by Drew Beecham from October of 13, actually. So this beer's been around a little while. It has 28 on the IBU, International Bitterness Unit, so it's not too hoppy, but it's a whopping 11.9% alcohol. So if you see that around, what's the name of it again? It's called Chocolate-Coated Beaver Nuts. What they don't make next? Well, up next, my good buddy, John Kimball, with Leaving Minnesota When It's 20 Below. Thank you.
sort of three. We can catch a trailway on down to New Orleans. Forget that big old suitcase, don't need no winter clothes. Babe, I'll buy you new things when we get to where we're going. It almost feels like stealing when you're heading down the road, leaving Minnesota when it's 20 below. Yeah, leaving Minnesota when it's 20 below. I just stood and watched them go. Now I've stood as much as I can stand. Let's find that warm sun road. But down in Oklahoma, still just too damn cold. But crossing into Texas, I got my elbow out the window. Below.
Thank you, John Kimball, for your contribution to our winter show. We do this every winter. We're in our fourth year of Minnesota Homebrew. Unbelievable. Around 200 shows so far. We're flying high. We went from a two-hour format to one-hour format so that we'd have time for the Minnesota Music Memory Show, which follows tonight. And my friend and co-host Glenn Broggett will be presenting tonight's show. I have no idea what it's about, and I'll be back on Memories next Thursday with my second in a series of shows dedicated to the Minnesota supergroup Gypsy. Well, here's Danielle Diamond. Now, let's see what it says about Danielle. She was raised on the beautiful shores of Lake Superior in the small town of Washburn, Wisconsin. Been there. And Danielle was nurtured in an artistically rich area, among other venues. She's performed numerous times at Big Top Chautauqua near Bayfield, recently named the number one outdoor venue in the Upper Midwest by the Minnesota Star Tribune. And she now lives in St. Paul. Here's Danielle Diamond with Slept Through the Winter on MHB.
Mm-hmm. It's not yet spring. The snow is falling hard outside. Oh, and the roads don't look real clear. But that's okay, 'cause we
ghost. You can see right through.
That was great Uncle Helmer, who might best be described as an acoustic rock geek duo, in the same way chocolate cake might be best described as a leavened confection flavored with extract from the cacao bean. Memphis Evans and Captain Carl make up that group. It's a fun album. They also perform with a group called Memphis Evans and the Mississippi Seven. And I've even done a couple of duo gigs with Captain Carl. One in Amory, Wisconsin, and one down in River Falls. And three, and another one down in Minneapolis. Wow, what fun we had trading off songs. We'd go one after another, you know, just alternating, trying to outdo each other. fun. Well, up next, Fergus Falls is David Stoddard with a song titled Winter.
Well, we say goodbye to summer haze with a melancholy backward gaze and mourn the waste of summer days in winter. Well, summer, I won't weep for you in the sleeping that you slipped into. So you can dream the dreams that dreamers do in winter. Winter, winter. So we sing about fires and golden rings and the comfort that tradition brings. Even barns are warm for magic kings in winter. Jingle bells aren't lemonade and Christmas. It's just a cold parade. Pretending won't make summer stay in winter. 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 So long till April brings its questions, and June it is a promise that July will always bring when August nights are cold. It's only a suggestion. November is the slamming of a door. All leaves are floated down and flights of fancy run to ground. And everything will roll around to winter. And then the dreaming starts again, the living for remember. Warm thoughts can never line the den of winter. 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 And it feels so long winter.
so unmatch myself. Outside another world's here. My cry is as I lay there, rolling in the snow. Where will I see from the backseat of my Delta's boat? I feel the breeze blow through these trees. It's well in my throat. Well, I awake to find myself alive despite my best attempts to die inside the fantasies and cavities behind my hazel eyes. And yes, I've never felt so honest. It must have been the hardest day of winter as I was outside. Where will I see from the backseat of my Delta's boat? I feel the breeze, my beats and knees. It's welling in my throat. I'm gonna count my blessings before they hatch. I'm gonna pack my belongings, strike a match. I'm gonna take my innocence and ignorance and stretch it just as far as I can bear. Cause Lord, it's just the dreams I fear. And strike a match. I'm gonna take my innocence and ignorance and stretch it just as far as I can bear. Cause Lord, it's just the dreams I fear. Inside the shell of a boy who cried cause nothing's easy. He died of saying sleeping.
That's Christian Hyde, originally from Eden Prairie and now hanging out in Chicago. According to a 2011 blog, he was working with a group down there, a rhythm and blues group called The New Balance. Multi-instrumentalist, keyboards, drums, guitar, and an amazing voice. I can't find a website on him. I used to have one. It's shut down. Oh, man, it's hard making a living in music, but that guy is good. Christian Hyde. That's the Danish form of Christian, Creston. And he has an aunt and uncle right here in Thief River Falls, Brad and Jan Erickson, who are good friends of ours. So maybe someday Creston will come up here and we can get him in the studio. That'd be super. Well, up next, another Thief River Falls group called Little Winter, and they recorded an EP with a gentleman named Shane Mayland, who's normally not with the group. I've never got the backstory on that. Their song for this evening is called Winter Rundown. But before I play it, I want to congratulate a Thief River Falls High School graduate of Lincoln High School, Wade Chido, who's the hockey coach at Bemidji High School. His Lumberjack team knocked off Moorhead in overtime 4-3, and they're going to the state tournament for the first time in 30 years. So, Wade Chido, congratulations, and we'll be rooting for ya. Here's Little Winter with Winter Rundown on Minnesota Homebrew.
There's a light that shines bright on this winter. You came by, scarves at your side, with coffee cups and slippers. The cold brings out the best in this house, and it lingers until spring. best that I can before you.
Share just a tip for songwriters, or a little information for songwriters. There's a great website, musesmuse.com, and they have all sorts of music reviews and songwriting tips on it. This week's edition has a songwriting book review by Tim Zbikowski, and it's on Rick Shefchik's brand new book, Everybody's Heard About the Word About the 60s Music Scene in Minnesota. I read the book. It is wonderful. Everybody's Heard the Bird by Rick Shefchik, Shefchik. And then our old friend Brad Dunsey has a tip this week called This Little Light of My Song is Shining, ...... Question mark. So check it out, musesmuse.com. Well, up next, our very last song of the evening, our winter show. Hope you enjoyed it. It's Rochester's very own Lisa Dixon with Miss the Snow. Folks, we'll see you again next week with a show dedicated to the very talented writers of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for Minnesota Music Memories.